Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very good Wednesday evening to everybody across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Sam Landio Network. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina at joemessina.com. And it is a pleasure being with you once again, the good folks at Realside Radio. We got a big show coming up tonight, three solid hours. I know out of our right side, we're looking at the House vote right now on the debt ceiling bill, whether or not they can see if they can get this thing through. It looks like it probably will, much to the chagrin of a lot of conservative Republicans. But as the threat of a default looms, it looks as if both the Democrats and the Republicans are going to come together to kick that proverbial can down the road for a couple more years past the election. Let's just continue to raise that credit card limit, shall we, and not focus on cutting the spending. Listen, I got to tell you, we got a big show tonight, by the way. We got a great guest coming up after this next break, and that's Don Blankenship. You may recognize that man's name. He was the former head of Massey Oil. They were required by Obama's EPA to make some wholesale changes to one of his mines, Upper Branch Mine. And it caused a massive explosion. People died, and Don Blankenship ended up getting a misdemeanor, not a felony, a misdemeanor. But unlike most people with misdemeanors, under Obama's Justice Department, he had to serve time in prison. He single-handedly turned West Virginia from a deep blue state to a red state, and he is now suing in the tune of billions of dollars some of the largest media outfits out there, NBC, Fox, and so on. And we've got him coming on here after the break, so you do not want to go away. But in the next few minutes here, let me just share with you real briefly that here's the reality regarding this debt ceiling situation. It's likely it's going to be passing here any minute. Everybody's saying on the right that they shouldn't be passing this without more requirements for cutting spending. And a lot of people on the left are saying, no, the reason that it's about to pass is because Joe Biden said he would absolutely not negotiate, and his sock puppets repeatedly said there would be no negotiation. Biden denigrated the Republicans. And listen, they were threatening that they were not going to in any way come to the middle to try and reduce spending. With all the government's endless spending, we are always, always, always going to reach the next debt ceiling. And Biden knew this was coming, and he essentially did absolutely nothing. And when he decided to, quote unquote, negotiate at the very last second, he left town in the middle of the back and forth. But according to Jennifer Rubin, you know Jennifer Rubin over at Washington Post, she is the quote-unquote conservative at the Washington Post. She's nothing but. She's been an absolute, she makes AOC look like John Birch. The 100-page deal, according to Jennifer Rubin, over at Washington Post, the 100-page deal between Biden and Kevin McCarthy displays Biden's superior negotiating skills. This is what she stated. The headline read, Biden's underrated deal-making prowess strikes again. Is Biden as delusional as Biden? I'm sorry, is Rubin as delusional as Biden himself? The only superior negotiating skills I've seen with Biden is when he participates in the shakedowns of foreign parties to line the pockets of his own family. That's about the best that you can get from a negotiation with this man. Now, this bill is nowhere near perfect. It's likely it's going to be passing any second here, but it sure beats a blank check, which is what Biden and the media and the Democrats wanted. And unlike Nancy Pelosi with, we got the, pass the bill so you can find out what's in it, in reference to Obamacare, members of the House had the opportunity to read the bill before a vote. And another person who deserves zero credit is Chuck Schumer, who has essentially done nothing this year, who is demanding a petroleum-free, clean bill. And of course, he's got Dianne Feinstein and John Fetterman, who are clearly some of the most competent Democrats I've ever seen, helping him out. So we can count on Jennifer Rubin and most of the media to be as honest in this election cycle as they've been the last 7 years, as they continually lied to destroy President Trump and protect the corrupt politicians like Hillary and Joe. And it is time to take on this corrupt media. And after the break, we're going to be talking with Don Blankenship, who is literally filing a massive, he's in the middle of it, massive lawsuit against some of the largest media outlets that exist. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be talking about how he's putting out some ads right now. And we're going to be talking about his petition against NBC Universal and why he believes that this time around that the news media are going to have to come to the table to try and at least admit that they are the lying, water-carrying leftists that we know that they are. This is going to be fascinating, folks, and I'm really looking forward to tonight. We've got a great show coming up. Second hour, we got Michael Loftus. You know him from Fox News. He's all over the place. The Loftus Party. And in the third hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls tonight at therealside.com or joemessina.com, and you can reach us at 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be right back here after the break with Don Blankenship. Don't go away, folks.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He certainly found a way. He always does, Brian Cranston. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Realside Radio, realside.com. And we're watching right now as the House is voting on the debt ceiling bill as the threat of default looms. But it looks as if it will be passing with the help of all the Democrats who just love all this spending and the media that has been lying about it all this time. And talking about media that is lying about it, I am delighted to have joining us somebody that I actually had on my show a few few years ago with a well-received interview, somebody that is really quite extensively understanding what is happening in the media. Don Blankenship, the former CEO of Massey Energy, who has filed a massive defamation lawsuit against several news outlets and media personalities for referring to him as a felon and a convicted felon when he was running for the U.S. Senate seat in West Virginia, which he single-handedly, by the way, Don, you single-handedly turned that state from blue to red. It is great to be speaking to you on the air again. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So for our audience across the Fruited Plain listening right now, if you can give, encapsulate this pretty complex situation that you have here and why you ended up suing entities like ABC and Fox and CNN and Washington Post and so on.
Well, it all started when they tried to convict me of three felonies, and instead of plea bargaining, I went to jail, even though I was told that there was a 98% chance I would lose. But after winning all three felonies, and I did get convicted of a misdemeanor, and they unbelievably sent me to prison for a misdemeanor. And while I was in the halfway house after the year, I began to run for the U.S. Senate, and they first thought it was what they called a vanity campaign, but when I got in the lead, they began to call me a convicted felon that went to prison for manslaughter, even though they couldn't convict me, so I sued them for that.
And the idea that they were referring to you as a convicted felon and a felon, they knew that you weren't convicted of a felony, and yet they continue to repeat this lie. Do you assume that this was by design?
Oh, it's definitely by the design. The problem is that it transcended both the left and the right. So it's basically a lawsuit against the establishment instead of either one, and they've joined forces to try to make sure I don't win. But for example, we know for a fact that President Trump and McConnell called Rupert Murdoch, and Murdoch sent an email to his executives saying Trump and McConnell appealing for help to beat Blankenship, dumping on him hard might save the day. And in testimony under oath, Murdoch testified that he did send the email, and that he was doing it because Trump had asked him to, and because he was trying to help the Republican Party. But so did MSNBC and CNN and everyone else. So it was a joint effort of the entire, what we call the political media complex.
Yeah, I mean, you're not biased in who you have in your eyesights here. I mean, you're taking a look here at CNN, Fox News, ABC, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and even the National Republican Senatorial Committee. As you mentioned, you were going after McConnell, who seemed to, as what you refer to, having a search and destroy mission against your candidacy in the Senate. By the way, I remember one thing from our interview several years ago, that the term cocaine Mitch was something that you guys put out there, and it just carried water right away, became viral, right?
Yeah, the other name was Swamp Captain.
The Swamp Captain. Well, your lawsuits in April of 2020, they were ruled in favor of you in your defamation lawsuit against them, and allowed the cases to move forward. But in 2022, a federal judge dismissed your lawsuit against these new news networks and newspapers. What has been happening since?
Well, first of all, a lot of your listeners probably are familiar with New York Times versus Sullivan, and it's purely unconstitutional. It establishes a different rule for what the government calls public figures to prove that they've been defamed. And what you have to prove is not only that the corporation, like Fox News, knew that I was not a convicted felon. I think over a dozen people clearly knew that. We have hard proof of that. But you have to prove not only that the person who actually uttered the words knew, but he knew at the moment he uttered them. So like Neil Cavuto admits that he was told two or three times and so forth, but he forgot. Some of them say they didn't know there was a difference between a felon and a misdemeanor. But anything they're willing to say that doesn't allow you to prove that they knew it at the moment they said it, a public figure cannot win a defamation suit. So we've challenged that in the Supreme Court.
And where is that now?
It's waiting for Fox and the defendants to respond to our petition for a hearing, which I think they have until June the 18th to file. But it's just an insane law. There's no way to describe how crazy it is. It goes outside of the defendant admitting that he did it on purpose. You can't win. The only way you can win is if they plea bargain, basically.
You mentioned Cavuto at Fox News. I remember from our conversation, was there also Judge Napolitano was involved in this as well?
Yeah, Judge Napolitano kicked it off on April 25, which was about 2 weeks before the election, April 25, 2018, and he said that I had gone to prison, gone to jail for manslaughter after men died in the mine. He tried. I called him and called Chris Steirwald, who was the political advisor for Fox at the time, because I had known Chris a while, and told him that I would sue him if they didn't correct what they'd said and apologize. And we thought that they were going to do that, but they didn't. And then I called him again, but it turns out during discovery we learned that Napolitano tried desperately to get airtime to correct it and apologize, but the host and producers at Fox would not give him any airtime whatsoever to do that.
Well, you've got the SCOTUS petition. It's actually up on your website, if I'm correct, at donblankenship.com. Everybody can go and read it, correct?
Yes, it's a little bit lengthy, about 40 pages, which is a max, I think, for a Supreme Court petition, but I think they'll enjoy that. And then there's a couple of ads there that they might enjoy. I'm still working on refining the ads, but they sort of tell the story.
Yeah, and your attorney is Eric Early, who many of our listeners know, and for Attorney General, and he's got his hat in for the Senate this year in the state of California. So let's do this. We're going to come back after the break. Unfortunately, we have commercials that we have to abide by here, but we're going to be coming back after the break where we've got Don Blankenship, and I really would love to get your perspective and a little bit more history as well on your, and leading up to your perspective on the current state of affairs with our media, and what we're also looking at right now with West Virginia and Joe Manchin and all the goodies. Again, Don, you single-handedly turned that state from blue to red with your efforts over the years, and it's a pleasure having you on board with us. So we're going to be back here after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the news and the commercials. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts Thursday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting 12 to 17 named storms, with 5 to 9 of those becoming hurricanes. President Biden says extreme weather conditions, including wildfires, have affected millions of people.
This year alone, wildfires have destroyed an area almost as big as the state of Maryland. Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather conditions.
9 teenagers have been arrested for the attack on 2 Marines in San Clemente over Memorial Day weekend in California. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesperson Mike Woodruff announced the charges Wednesday.
It ranges from assault and battery all the way up to assault with a deadly weapon.
San Clemente Mayor Chris Duncan says 5 teenagers, 4 boys and a girl, are facing felony charges. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And let's speak some English to you right now. We're going to throw it out to you here and let you know. Breaking news, the House just passed the debt ceiling bill as Congress is racing to avoid the default against, this looming deadline. And it looks as if they have the votes. It's a bipartisan situation here. Conservative Republicans and progressive Democrats all voted no, but there was enough folks centered around the middle that said, hey, let's kick this can down the road another couple of 3 years. We're just going to pretend all is fine here, nothing to worry about. We got Don Blankenship with us, who is currently right now, he has a petition in the U.S. Supreme Court against NBC Universal, MSNBC, Fox News, the Boston Herald, and a whole bunch of the media who have been lying to all of us for years, and they lied about Don Blankenship himself. Don, welcome back. Let me get your take on the state of our media in general today. I mean, you know, you were a victim of all of this lying that we've been saying.
Well, the media, of course, is lazy, and they operate like a fourth branch of government, and they have impunity from lawsuits, and they're dependent to a great extent on China for their growth, and they're pompous. Other than that, they're okay, I think. The problem is you take NBC or, you know, what is Comcast actually, and Disney and so forth. Even when Fox and Disney did the Warner Brothers deal or whatever, they had to have China approval, so that they really can't say what they might want to say, I don't know, without offending either advertisers or other government officials or whatever. So they pretty well stay in line with what the government and their owners or their corporate owners want them to do.
You and I spoke when we did our long interview in Las Vegas, actually. It was before COVID. Have your thoughts changed about the media? I mean, we saw, in my opinion, them owned wholly and outright by Big Pharma. What were your thoughts on all of that?
Well, you know, I've been in the media, so I'm a true public figure since 1985, which is, 38 years, and I've had a lot of detailed familiarity with a lot of stories, and I've never seen the media air the truth about any of them. It's, you know, the lack of doing any in-depth work, no interest in what the any party other than the government has to say. So it's very difficult, you know, to get the truth out there. I don't know how many people have gone to jail because they were defamed or slandered and then didn't get a fair trial, but it's a big number.
To what end? I mean, is this just status media now, Don?
Well, it's a real problem. I mean, they have a license to lie. They cannot meet their growth targets without access to the other 96% or 95% of the people in the world. The rest of the world has different governments and communist governments and everything else. And, you know, they also have to appease their advertisers. So it's a combination of things that prevents them from being independent and has led to them being, if you will, enemies of the people and friends of the government.
But their ratings are collapsing all across the board. I mean, Fox News, after firing Tucker Carlson, they're basically at the same level as MSNBC. You know, nobody's watching this stuff anymore, but they seem to be double or trebling down with their narrative. What, don't you think they would wake up and see what people are saying, that they just don't believe him anymore?
Now, let me give you something specific that tells you how bad it is. When I sued them, they began to hide stuff. They wouldn't turn over text messages at all and never did. They wouldn't turn over what we knew they had that evidenced my lawsuit. So I wrote a letter to the Fox board and told them, after reviewing it, that as an experienced board member of Fluor Corporation, which people in California would know, and other major corporations, that they were not complying with what they were telling their shareholders, and that they needed to turn over the information and not turn this into a worse than Watergate situation by the board covering up that they had intentionally defamed me in order to outchange the outcome of an election. And they didn't pay any attention to that at all until the court had ordered them three times, and I finally wrote a letter to them saying, you know, you need to do something. And then they turned over the Murdoch emails saying that Trump and McConnell had called them and asked for help to beat me. So they are, I don't know, they feel like they have an immunity from anything. And even knowing that they're risking their relationship with the shareholders and risking the corporation value and so forth, they just do what they do.
You know, I take a look and we see Target and Kohl's and we see Bud Light and, you know, Disney, and all of their share value is going down. And at the same time, you see these executives coming out, and whether it's pushing woke, you know, messaging, or they're, you know, lying point blank in their statements to the media. I mean, they've got Adam Schiff, who's running for state senate in the state of California, and he lied to the American public for four straight years saying he had proof of Russian collusion, and he came out and the media carried his water. It doesn't seem, even though the stock prices are down for some of these, it doesn't seem like the people that should be caring about this really care. Is it just that they are so blinded by their methodology to propagandize and change society to what they believe it should be, as opposed to just purveying the truth? Is that what it is?
Well, it's hard to tell all the different things it is, but they're cowardly when it comes to the left being criticized by the left. You know, this ideal of, you know, having social responsibility at the corporate level is a big problem, because it's like the teacher's pension fund there in California will tell Fidelity or other major investment firms that if you loan money to the fossil fuel industry, we will pull all of our money out of your funds. And of course, those funds are invested in Fox and other major media. So it's so entangled between the multi-billion dollar funds and the connections to China and so forth, that they're just picking and choosing between worst evil, you know. And they didn't expect the reaction that the public would have at Bud or Target or those places. But people are, there's getting to be more and more people moved back into the 70s and thinking like Archie Bunker, which I think Archie Bunker had it right to start with.
Those were the days.
Those were the days. You know, he understood that you know, the country couldn't become dependent on the rest of the world. In fact, George Washington said it a couple of hundred years before he did, that you don't want to get entangled with the rest of the world because the rest of the world doesn't think like a democracy.
We didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. Archie Bunker.
The only part I never understood is we needed Herbert, was it Hoover or somebody that was in the song?
Yeah, yeah. He said, we need a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all Trump is. Trump is Archie Bunker, which that's the reason a lot of people just love him. That's the reason he gets so much blue-collar vote.
Well, the crazy thing, here's the crazy thing about that, and I want to digress just a minute here, because it's funny, because you mentioned this, and I'm actually watching old reruns of All in the Family these last few months, and you see a character like Rob Reiner playing Meathead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Meathead was celebrated, Don, at the time as being the voice of reason on that show, that Archie Bunker was the bigot and the racist and everything else, and you had George Jefferson, and, you know, they all hated each other. But if you take a look at it, nothing has changed. The Meatheads of the world are your Antifas and your welfare queens, and they just want people who are hardworking. By the way, Meathead was living in Archie Bunker's house. He didn't have a job. He was sleeping with his daughter, and Archie Bunker was working for a living and putting food on their table. But Archie Bunker was the bad one.
Well, there's a lot of people in the United States that are in Archie Bunker's position today, and unfortunately a lot of them children are on drugs. I mean, the worst thing going on in the country, I mean, for McConnell to say that the number one priority in Washington is to win the war in Ukraine, while 100,000+ Americans are dying every year from opiate drugs, is insane. I mean, they won't lose 120,000 people, perhaps in a whole war, but they certainly aren't going to lose the 3 million that's been lost since McConnell's been in office, I guess.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. And you mentioned fentanyl, and we've got the open border, and we've got the debt crisis, and we've got crime in the cities, and homelessness, and everything else, and inflation. But the most important thing is Ukraine. We're going to take another break here. We've got Don Blankenship, who is the former CEO of Massey Energy. He's got a defamation lawsuit against multiple news outlets, many of which you have read and watched over the years. And it is going up to the Supreme Court, and it is a big one. And Don, tell everybody again where they could find you and learn more about you and your cause here.
www.donblankenship.com, and read the website. You'll see a lot of stuff on there.
Terrific. Stick through the break. I've got some more questions for you, Don. And we'll be right back here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yeah, welcome back, Real Side Radio. Speaking of jackwagons, the GOP leadership just whipped for and passed a Democrat budget that completely eliminates the debt limit for the entirety of Joe Biden's remaining presidency. I don't know. The term for a bill that gets more Democrat votes than Republican votes is a Democrat bill. As you probably have just heard, the U.S. passes the debt limit and federal spending bill 314 to 117. It now goes to the Senate, where Chuck Schumer has just gotten back Dianne Feinstein and Fetterman. So I'm sure it will be passing there, probably with a few rhinos as well. Don Blankenship is joining us. He's the former CEO of Massey Energy. He has a defamation
defamation lawsuit against the multiple news outlets that has been petitioned at the Supreme Court for referring to him as a felon and a convicted felon, which is not true, back when he was running for U.S. Senate in 2018. And as we now know, we have Joe Manchin, who just gave us, he was the party line vote that gave us the, what was it called? The inflation, Stop the Inflation Insanity Act or some crazy thing, which gave us gave us 87,000 IRS agents, and McCarthy may have just pulled back a few of those folks with this bill, but hasn't changed it at all. Don, what are your thoughts about this debt limit situation passing?
Well, first of all, the reason it passes is that it's not really RINOs, it's ANOs, A-I-N-O, Americans in name only, which is probably true about 90% of the people up there. And as far as the green package, you know, the green package in America is when they take the green out of your pocket. It makes no sense. You know, I had a conversation with a Californian the other day, and he was talking about how the important climate change was. And I said, well, if it was really important, we wouldn't be spending $1 trillion in the United States. We'd be spending it in China and India, where the real pollution is, because we've already spent $1 billion fixing what we can fix in the United States. And you know, they're not serious, or they don't really believe it, or if they do, they're crazy, because there's a lot more low-hanging fruit in pollution all over the world than in the United States.
Yeah, I've referred to that a lot as well, but it's a religion, and it's money. It's a religion, and it's also a very, very big pocketbook issue for the people that are making money on it. But let's talk a little bit about Joe Manchin, because he's the one that gave us this the Inflation Act. I forget the name of what they called it. It was basically the exact opposite of what is actually happening. And it wasn't anything to do with inflation. It was about big spending, and we're going to get 87,000 IRS agents to go after small and medium-sized business owners. State of West Virginia, you've got West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice. He just filed paperwork for 2024. You've got other folks like Alexander Mooney and Christopher Rose. What are you thinking right now as far as West Virginia? Do you think Joe Manchin, if he does run, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, if he's going to be facing the state's conservative voters and having to answer for what he has besieged upon the United States with this bill, this law that passed last year?
Well, if he runs, he may be the next president that runs and doesn't win his own state. But, you know, as far as Jim Justice and Alex Mooney and those guys, they're okay, but they're not going to change what's going on in Washington, and they're going to be votes for McConnell, because the NRSC will probably have $500 or $600 million to spend. And even though Jim Justice has a B, and he won't spend any of his or much of it, because he'll get so much money from the NRSC. And that's one thing people have missed, is, you know, when the Supreme Court ruled that these corporations could give that kind of money to the Republican and Democratic Party, it moved us further and further toward oligarchy.
You know, one of the things that I loved about our interview, you know, we spoke for well over 2 hours, is we went into how you basically single-handedly turned what was Robert Byrd's state into a red state, West Virginia, and, you know, through the Supreme Court in West Virginia, and it really has changed the electoral map. Do you think that there is a significant chance that Republicans can pick up that state once again next year?
Yeah, I think they'll pick up the state pretty easily. You know, that basically what I did was point out that while West Virginia is a poor state, really poor at the time back in 2004, and was dependent to a great extent on things like Social Security, because it was also an aid state, and government assistance programs, that they really were very much anti-abortion, anti-transgenders, anti-gay marriage, a lot of those things. And basically, they were probably more like Archie Bunker than anybody else, so it wasn't that hard to change it. It's interesting, and you know, if you're out there and you're a frustrated conservative, that if you can get the word out, there's a whole lot more people buy it than you would think. I was, like, even in my Senate campaign, I was down 18, 20 points at times. And when I got 30 minutes on national television in a debate with my two opponents, who are both rhinos, I pulled away and was ahead by 18 points the next day. But getting the message out is very difficult, particularly for conservatives.
Give me your perspective on national. We've got a growing civil war, especially if you go on Twitter or social media, between those that want DeSantis, those that want Trump. Tell me your perspective on things. I know you know President Trump. You've there's been a lot of water that's passed under that bridge.
Yeah, President Trump called me the morning after the election, after he'd come out against me and apologized. But my view of the national thing is, again, if you really want fundamental change, you have to be with Trump. And that's coming from a guy that was a victim of Trump's own, created fake news, a guy who has sued Trump Jr., a guy who's said a lot of things about it. But you will not get fundamental change with anybody that's running now except him, in my opinion. I can't remember the one guy's name, but he has some good thoughts from time to time. But Joe Manchin is trying to basically stay in the limelight, hoping that Biden falls down on the steps again so he can run as a Democrat. He keeps claiming he'll run as an independent. But the Democrats know if Manchin runs an independent, they might as well go ahead and inaugurate Trump now. So that's my view of it, that Manchin's trying to stay in the picture in case Biden fails, and that Trump would be the only one that would make fundamental change, although you have to applaud a lot of what DeSantis has done.
Do you think Trump can win? I mean, he's certainly got his base, and there's a tremendous amount of support from him for those people that, love him. But it seems the energy against him is almost as, as vociferous. And the question is, with the legal situations that he's dealing as well, this isn't 2016 again, is it?
No, he's lost a lot of his fanfare, and people have grown tired of his same rhetoric over and over. He's not a good speaker. You know, if he had his policies and Reagan's gift of and charisma, he'd win easily. But again, he's the only one that will make fundamental change, and hopefully this time he's got enough sense not to surround himself with a swamp captain and others and try to drain the swamp. He's going to have people that don't have any connection to the swamp. And so as far as whether he can win, yeah, I think if Biden's on the ticket, he can win. The big mistake that Trump makes is the same mistake that the U.S. military made in Vietnam. They dropped all the bombs in the same hole when he doesn't speak enough to the black communities and the poor communities. A lot of people in the United States that are 70 years old are illegal, but they have children and grandchildren that are voting age, and you can't talk about deporting 70-year-old grandmothers and grandfathers and expect to get their children and grandchildren's vote. So he needs to change up his rhetoric some and be a little bit more practical, even though he's the only one that has any chance of making fundamental change.
Well, I agree with you on the fundamental change part. I don't necessarily know whether he has the ability to change. Listen, I've said this all along. The Trump that we saw speak at the State of the Union in 2020, I don't know if you remember that, when Rush Limbaugh was in the balcony, it was one of the best presidential speeches I've heard in 40 years. And I said to everybody all year in the media, on television, everywhere, that if we have this is before COVID happened, if we have this President Trump this year, he will win in a landslide. And unfortunately, we did have COVID and there were shenanigans, and we can go back through history and discuss that and debate that. But I don't know if he has the ability to change his messaging at this point. It's frustrating at times for people like me and probably like you that supported his policies, tremendous policies.
Again, it's a crazy story, and I'm sure your listening audience probably gets confused by me, but I have a lawsuit against Trump Jr., and I've offered two or three times to drop the lawsuit if he gets me with 3 hours with his dad, because having turned West Virginia from a state that was 90% of the Senate and House were Democrat to where it's 95% Republican, and understanding how you have to run your messages and
the things you know what you're doing. Yeah. To cut you off here, Don, tell everybody where they can find you and learn more about your lawsuit that's been petitioned at the Supreme Court, please.
Well, again, I think the best place is www.donblankenship.com, and I hope that if you get on there, just send me a message.
Everybody check him out, donblankenship.com. This is a gentleman, a scholar, a tremendous, the incredible story. I wish we had more time to discuss your entire story, but thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure speaking with you again, good sir, and have a great night. Thanks for joining us.
We'll
have you back on again down the road. And folks, I'll be right back after the break for hour number two right here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We've got a big show coming up.